Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starting Line by a trend expert with more than a decade of experience finding the latest and impressive styles out there. You've seen her on NBC's Making It and returning to take over number 7 in most appearances on Beyond the Mic. It's our friend Dana Isom Johnson.
Good morning.
Dana, let's go Beyond the Mic. We've talked before during and after a pandemic. You've seen styles change sometimes on a weekly basis. How has style for this season evolved in the last 6 months?
Well, you know what? I think now more than ever, shoppers, we're really looking to find items that are true representative of their personal style, and really wanting to find items that make their gift giving feel like they're being seen and feel like, oh my gosh, this item is just for me. It's totally a move away from the one size fits all. And again, really embracing and reflecting their own personal style and their own tradition.
Patina blue, wash linen, color and texture for 2026. Yes. But if you can't find them, what are some of the still hot colors and textures right now?
Well, I mean, you know, earlier this year, we talked about green being a standout for 2025. But as we look ahead to 2026, this patina blue is really going to be everywhere. We've already seen searches up 3 times on Etsy. What I love about it is that it's beautifully weathered. It feels very lived in and vibrant at the same time. And listen, it is full of life. And I think it's the kind of color that's making people exhale and feel that level of comfort and calmness.
What was some of the lessons you took away from your time on YouTube's Instant Influencer?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, Instant Influencer, that was, I can't even remember how many years, I think 3 years ago at this point. But that was really a moment to understand just how big of a major presence influencers have. And whether they're sharing their art, they're sharing their tips, like influencers are a part of our everyday life. And they're not going anywhere.
What's your current favorite gift from Etsy right now?
Oh my gosh. I tell you, I just bought it. It is a recipe bread warmer. And so it has my Aunt Rosa's recipe etched on the inside. And it is absolutely beautiful. I bought it from my cousin. I also got it from myself because why not? It's about treating yourself, right? So I love that it is extremely personal, really triggers those nostalgic memories for my family, and is long-lasting, absolutely an heirloom piece.
Dana Isom Johnson from Etsy joined us Beyond the Mic. You've been here. You know what time it is. It's the Rocky Nate. 8 random questions. Just trust your first instinct.
Okay.
There is no pressure. Best thing about Ozzy?
Oh, my gosh. His smile.
When was the last time you had your signature drink, the Harlem Kiss?
Gosh, you are digging deep, my friend. Oh my gosh, it's been a couple of months.
What's the one chore you depend on your husband, Ryan, to do?
Oh, he's the laundryman.
The best Beyonce song is obviously
Love on Top.
How about your favorite yoga pose?
I am shocked by these questions.
I do my research.
Happy baby.
Which is the best Christmas cookie?
Snickerdoodle.
Favorite memory at the Fashion Institute of Technology?
Oh, going back to speak to the graduating class of 2024.
The best spices, obviously.
Garlic pepper.
Sneaking in a couple more with Dana Isom Johnson from Etsy Beyond the Mic. What are the gifts we need to be looking for our sons and daughters this year?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, also, first of all, how old are they? I think that really matters. Because
let's say 12 to 17.
12 to 17. Okay. One of the hottest trends that I talked about earlier this year is called Playhouse. And it is essentially where you are allowed to have a lot of fun, allowing the color drenching to come in, the print mixing. So think about really fun and playful socks that allow them to express their personality, hairpins and hair claws that have cartoon like themes. So a hairpin that has a hot dog on it or a lobster, all of these things that really allow for your gift giving to be fun and to be playful and not be afraid of color.
How about for the impossible to shop for, AKA my wife?
Well, for the impossible to shop for, I think the one thing to always consider is nostalgia. And that goes along with, you know, one of the items that I talked about earlier with that recipe board, because another one of the hottest trends that I've talked about earlier, we titled Nona Holiday. And it's really about tapping into past family traditions. So whether that be one of those recipe cutting boards or a personalized illustration of your family or your pet, like dig deep into the nostalgia of it all and personal memories and recreate them.
What trend surprised you in 2025?
Gothmas.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So Gothmas was all about bringing in very dark colors. So whether that was full on black, or very rich jewel tones, like deep greens, deep purples. But I think that it's not about relating it to Halloween. It's instead about relating it to wanting to be ultra sophisticated and very moody, and also introducing celestial themes as well.
What's the trend people should watch out for in 2026?
I'm telling you, I think it's a lot to do with this washed linen, which is our texture of the year. And patina blue, because I think the mindsets, again, are shifting for shoppers. They're wanting items to feel lived in. They want to add that subtle color. They want it to be almost sustainable and breathable and really fit into their personal life.
Dana Isom Johnson joins us beyond the mic for the impossible question. You've adapted and allowed. But how has this last year as a mom allowed you to grow as a communicator for the 5.4 million small business owners you represent?
Wow. You know what? Becoming a mom has just really untapped a whole nother side of me that I didn't know existed. So I'm digging deeper into, first of all, not forgetting myself. That's a part to make sure that Dana is still very much alive and well and thriving. But also this new motherly side of me, I have so much more empathy. I have so much more care that I didn't know was there.
One big question with Dana Isom Johnson. What's the perfect gift you would like to receive this year?
Oh, wow. I want something personalized, something that's marking this very transformative year for me, becoming a mom and taking our family to the next level. So my husband, myself, Ozzy, and of course Mojo, because Mojo was my first baby, my fur baby.
Dana Isom Johnson loves a Harlem kiss, depends on her husband to do the laundry, and wants you to check her out at DanaIsomJohnson.com and at Etsy. Dana, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Happy holidays to you. Thank you so much.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.